So what do you got for the rest of this week?
Let me pull out my post-it note here.
Okay.
This is the wrong post-it note. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where that one came from.
Boo!
But I do have this post-it note somewhere, and I wanted to point out that I'm wearing a pedometer.
Pedometer? You're measuring your walking.
Yeah, my mom gave me this. I don't. She had an extra. And I, so far, say I've walked 3,896 steps.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
So how does it measure that?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I've had some before, or I've seen one before where it has a little, like, thing inside it. You could shake it up and down,
mm-hmm.
and it would, like, make a noise, tick, 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 and then the number would go up and down. But this one, this seems a little smarter.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
No, you just shook it and went up 10 steps.
So something's wrong, but, like...
Oh, yeah.
But this one's pretty good, and it just sits here on my thing, so I'm going to start
wearing
it.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you started then... I mean, because you just knocked it up 20 steps by shaking it, so... So maybe if you, like, just are sitting there jingling your pockets.
Yeah, I mean, that might be, but I don't think I really do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and also, like, you know, I also take stairs two steps at a time. So, you know, like, it's a little noise there.
It's still one step, though.
For me.
Yes.
One step for Sachin, two steps for mankind.
No.
So what I'm saying is, like, even though my steps are only one, they count twice. Like, I'm going up as many steps as a normal person would, and my steps are also longer. So,
right.
Like, for an average person, maybe they would go 40 steps to walk 40 yards. I might go 30 steps to walk 40 yards.
But, I mean, the idea of the pedometer is to give you an idea of how far or how much exercise,
yes.
You know,
yes.
You've gotten.
So I'm more efficient with my steps.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, anyway, I'm just wearing a pedometer today. I don't know why. We'll see how long it lasts.
Okay.
You know, you walk a lot in the city, although these days I've been driving a lot,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I don't know. I feel all weird about it.
It's a totally different city when you're driving.
It is. And I'm really, it like makes me angry because the roads are so bad.
Yeah.
There's so many potholes everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my car. Oh, my car. Oh. It's just, it's difficult. You know?
Yeah. No, I think...
Not a good
I
conversation.
Think, well, no, I think though it's worth pointing out that that if you are in a car, the area that you are in, be it this city or any other, is a totally different space. Than, and
is.
You're just like when we lived down in San Diego...
Right.
The whole, like... It was basically like my community was a series of points separated by distances.
Right.
You know? And all those distances were roads.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And whereas now it's like what I do is I walk to a lot of places and then I get on public transportation. But when I'm, you know, if it's 25 minutes to the next bus, I'm like, I'm just going to walk.
Yeah. It's like funny because you can actually just walk. Maybe in twice the time as the bus, but the bus is just a quicker way of walking. Right.
Right.
Whereas
yeah.
I think like in most other like suburban cities or like more spread out cities, the bus, you just can't compete with the bus after a certain distance.
Yeah.
Here in this, in San Francisco, it's rare that you cannot go where you need to go by walking.
I was on Muni this morning and it was so slow.
It was just ridiculous.
Oh man.
You know, and the thing is, it's ironic that like, I'm driving now because, I mean, I moved, and now I'm further away from work, and it takes me 45 minutes minimum to get to work on Muni. You know, it's like, 45 minutes? That's a long commute, you
yeah.
know? And that's like an hour and a half a day, and that's minimum, like a long day.
For a place that's like a mile and a half away.
It's literally a mile and a half away. Or I think it's like 3 miles.
Okay.
You know, and it takes me 15 minutes in the car.
And how long would it would probably take you, what, about half hour to walk that?
No, it would take me like an hour. I mean, 3 miles.
Three miles, you think? I think you'd walk a mile, and if you're doing a brisk pace, maybe you walk a mile in 10 minutes. No, I guess not. I guess 10 minutes is a slow person's jog.
A 10 minutes, like that's. I think I did a mile in 10 minutes when I was in like fifth grade.
Come on, man! The speedy kids were at 6 minutes.
I was not a speedy kid.
Yeah, but I mean, you were one of the kids who just sort of like was like kind of shuffling.
I was just, I mean, you know, it's like when you're out of shape, you know? I think,
yeah.
Like, no matter how skinny you are, like, if you're just not used to exercising mm-hmm. and running, you know, you're just, like, really slow.
Yeah.
But I think my best mile time was about 7 minutes. Nice. When I was in junior high.
Yeah.
And ironically, in high school, they didn't make us run anymore.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, that's probably when you really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, also, it's when you start to really smell, I think, right? Like, you can... it was true. Funny because, like, when you were in elementary school, you could really get away with, like, just running around. Like, all you did, all, like, recess was play soccer. Yeah. Or, like, play a handball or play, like, dodgeball. And we could be running around, like, sweating and, like, no problem. But, like, yeah. Now it's like... You run for like 5 minutes, you're like, oh god, I need to take a shower. You know? Yeah. Something's changed. I don't know what it is.
Also, you run for 5 minutes, and the last time I ran, I think, was the last time I played basketball, and that was probably over a month ago now. And so, I mean, you run, and not only are you sweating, but all of a sudden, like, your lungs are burning.
Right.
Yeah. You know? It's like, oh my god, why is running hard?
When I first moved to the city, I didn't become a member of the gym or whatever. I decided that I'm going to run. Whenever I see the bus, I'm going to run after it. And it was a pretty good workout. Like, I'd always, because I would never look up the bus when it was coming. And I would always, like, half the times I would see it way off in the distance. I'm like, I'm going to catch that bus. And it's, like, kind of amazing that you can catch a bus pretty easily because they go so slow.
I've done that, too. Occasionally, you have to chase it, like, 5 or 6 blocks.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you can catch it in 5 or 6 blocks. And it's, like, yeah, instead of waiting 20 minutes... or 25 or 30, I just caught this bus.
Yeah. You
know? And it's like, and I'm actually a third of the way home now.
Yeah. Well, it makes you realize that if instead of walking or taking the bus, if you ran everywhere in the city, my God, you'd be there fast.
Like, yeah, I mean, if I live 3 miles away, I can run.
You know, that, does your work, a lot of works have like showers and gyms?
We have showers, yeah. I mean, I could run to work.
You should do that. That would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird. What are you gonna run to work now? Like, usually you run away from work.
No, right? I think you would be starting a totally new trend. That this is a sort of trend-setting moment. You know, like the first guy to put a sail on a surfboard or whatever. This is the first guy to run to work. It's a really good idea. You wouldn't have to shower in the morning.
No,
put on your running clothes, put on your backpack or whatever with your normal stuff, run to work, shower at work.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, you wouldn't even want to eat. Like, you would wake up and then you would, like, maybe shave. Oh, you would shave at work after you take a shower, right? Or, yeah, whatever. And I guess you would wake up.
I think you should experiment with this. You should try it. What do you think?
Unfortunately, I'm out of the running game. I think, like, I've become an old man or whatever.
Well, no, you're not that old. I think you should give it at least... Okay, so because the first day you would probably, like, I don't know, have a side ache after, like, probably a quarter mile or something. But I think if you gave it a week...
Yeah.
By the end of that week, you would have some, you know, data.
I think I'm more likely to ride my bike to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which makes more sense too.
Yeah.
It's quicker.
It's more dangerous.
Less that. Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny because I'm now.
And it's not as much of a cardiovascular workout.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know, actually, now that I'm driving, I get a little more, like, I'm a little less on the side of the bikers, which I feel angry. I feel sorry to say, but it's like, you know, sometimes I'm driving and it's like there's a biker, you know, and it's like, he's like, I think we talked about maybe 10 or 20 episodes ago about bike rage or whatever. And it's like, they're like on the right two-thirds of the lane or whatever. It's like, you know, why are you there? You know, like, it's fine if you're on a street that's a side street. But, like, the road that I'm on is a very major artery in this city.
Yeah.
You know, it's a road for cars, you know. Why are you here at, like, 8:30 in the morning when it's, like, rush hour, you know? I just wonder sometimes, but I'm like, and then I'm like, you know what? It's like a bike city also, and we should totally do that, you know.
Well, I think they could improve some of the bike infrastructure here, you know.
I think it'd be cool actually if they shut down some, like, every third road for no cars.
Yeah.
You know, or local traffic only. In other words, if you live on the block, you could drive on it, but otherwise only. And it's like, I would be more likely to ride my bike if I knew that there was no cars, because you're right, it is more dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like. And there's always these graphics about, like, imagine if you look at a really crowded road, like, let's say there's 1,000 cars on that road, like, you know, for a mile or whatever. That's 1,000 cars, probably conservatively or liberally 1,200 people, right? Assuming that 200 of those cars have another passenger in it, which is, like, pretty low, but it's like, you know, all right, fine. You could fit 1,200 bicyclists in like 4 blocks. You know, I mean, just in that space, like, all that space could just easily be compressed, and just every third row, just make it a bike road.
Yeah. Well, maybe instead of running, you should try biking to work.
I should.
Do you have a bike?
Yeah, I do have a bike. And actually, at my old place, I did bike to work. And the reason I don't bike now is because I have this huge stairway in my house.
Oh, right.
And I have to keep my bike at the top of the stairs. And it's like, it seems like a really lame excuse. But basically, in order to ride my bike to work, I have to carry my bike.
You know where you put it? Right behind the first flight. You have room behind that chair.
Yeah, I do. But then it's like, you come home and there's like a bike in your like, you know, carpet and like house and stuff. I don't know.
Small price to pay.
Anyway, that's it's funny. It's a very lazy reason, you know. But it's like I don't want to ride my bike to work because I have to carry it down two flights of stairs.
Well, this is the irregular search for truth. We're full of lazy reasons. It's almost
an irregular way to get to not doing something.
Yeah.